Okay, we're starting Torah. Hey, and as we do, a lot of it comes from Sefer Tevis Achronos, but it's also brought down in the Likutei Maran, the Farash that I'm using, and it is also Aruch Chaim Kramer brings in the English notes of just a background as to the Torah, that this Torah was taught on Rosh Hashanah in 5563, the year 1802. And it seems that the previous week, this is when Rabbi Nassim was first introduced. He met Rabbi Nachman for the first time. The main themes of this Torah, which we'll be seeing some of them today and some of them we'll get into more next week, were certainly on a Klali Sevel Pratiyistic level. But in terms of what was going on, we'll see, first of all, the ideas are mitigating Zeris. Number two, performing mitzvahs with simcha and with joy and understanding how to relate to schar mitzvah. Number three, intense prayer, kayach in tefillah. And the next two, four and five, basically, which we'll be getting into more next time, are cleansing one's mind of undesirable thoughts and also how to understand disputes between tzaddikim. Historically, what was going on at the time were that there were gzeiras from the Russians enforcing secular education, and they were receiving report from the Haskalah movement of the Jews. And Rabbi Nachman says that he was working hard to put off these gzeiras and to be mevatel gzeiras, and it did get put off for a certain amount of time. So this was on Rosh Hashanah in 1802. We'll speak about the Shofar and Chatzaitzris, and later on in the late 1820s, there were gzeiras where the Cantonists were kidnapping. But they were kidnapping young boys and putting them into the army. But at this point, these were the gzeiras going on. And we will see that aside from addressing certain things historically, for instance, cleansing one's mind of undesirable thoughts relates to the idea of the gzeiras that were going on in terms of secular education. It relates to us as well in terms of being able to clear our mind from unwanted thoughts and tefillah. And it seems that that in terms of the background, Rabbi Nassim was coming to Rabbi Nachman to address some of these issues that he was having, either in being able to focus his kavanas and tefillah, and also how to understand certain disputes that were going on by the Gedolei Olam and in Hasidus at the time, and Rabbi Nachman was addressing this for him, that it is not on us to get involved in the disputes, so to speak, that are going on in the clouds. We have our Avaida, and it's not on us to get involved in. But just diving into the Torah now, Lashon Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, I believe this is the third one we've already addressed by the second Torah, the idea of Lashon Rabbeinu, the Torahs that start off like this, but Chatzaitzreis v'kol shofar ariyu lifnei Hamelach Hashem, the pasuk finishes off, and we will come back to understand what this pasuk is talking in Panemius. Paragraph Aleph, Kitzarach kol adam loymer, a person has to say, to integrate, to understand, to have mun in the idea that kol ha'olam lo nivra ela bishvili, that the world was created for me. And just to mention different ways of looking at this idea, quickly, not to go too much off, but first of all, a person has to have an element of accountability. A person shouldn't leave avoda for others. That the other people can engage in avoda and he could do something else, but rather Pirkei Avosos says Lo Alecha Hamelacha Ligmar, the avoda that we have to do is incumbent on us to do, and just by extension we've discussed in Alei Shor that if you look at the span of the universe, of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so there's different dimensions which we're going to talk about here as well. There's time, there's space. Dehainu, me and you can be in the same place but not at the same time, or we can be at the same time and not be sitting in the same place. No two people, even if in the same family in terms of birth order, or even within a person's life in terms of different moods, different circumstances, sometimes a person's doing better off financially, not financially, depending who's around socially. Every single time and place has a plot on the grid, and there's a certain tikkun that has to get done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain avoda, different frames of life that can be done at any particular point in time. And therefore, the MS is that every single person has a tafkid in the world, both in terms of his life, but in terms of every single situation. And we mentioned earlier that as a Kaddish Baruch Hu looks at a person's life, it's based on a Zayah really that talks about a Yamin Bayim by Yaakov. I'd have to look it up where it is. But that we've said that a person is not, a person, you know, sometimes struggles, sometimes he's successful, sometimes he's not. A person is not 5% good. He could be 100% good 5% of the time if you were doing Daf Yomi the entire year. So what what would you be doing today? You'd be doing today's daf. Today, I can knock it out of the park. So every single person has a tafkid where you are, and therefore, a person has to say, kol ha'olam niver b'shvili, that as far as I stand from my perspective, where I am right now, the entire world needs a certain tikkun that only is on me. Forget objectively speaking, I'm not a gadol hadar, whatever it is. Wherever I stand right now, the entire world needs the tikkun that I can accomplish and nobody else can accomplish. Well, another idea, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, he addresses that the Shofar is Gzeiros HaKasuv, Uri Yishenim Mishnaschem, and we'll get into that later, about this iris that comes from the Shofar. But he says, throughout the year, a person, Lefichach Tzarech Adam Shira Asmo Kol HaShana Kula, a person should view himself during the entire year as being Kilu Chetzio Zakai V'Chetzio Chayev. What does it mean? That he's on a balanced scale, half good and half bad? Meaning that any single thought, speech, deed, whatever you're doing can tip the scales, both in an individual way, and also V'Chein Kol HaOlam Kulo. A person, so these are, whether this is actual, whether this is a mental exercise, but just in terms of being able to integrate the significance, the importance, the real impact that any one particular action can have. So a person can say, this might be the hair that breaks the camel's back, in a good way, in a better way, but every single thing, the world as I stand here, there's impact, it's important. There's no reason to push it off, not from now until later, not from me onto somebody else. And we actually saw last week as well, and then this will be it, and we will go further, but we saw even last week at the end of Taira Dalid that we said, just read it, it was in paragraph maybe in Yud, in Dalid Yud, Avali de Ish, She Ish HaYisraeli Anal Nisairer B'Tshuva, we said a person has a Hisairus in Tshuva, Aide Tshuvasa Goyrem Shegam Elu Harasham Nasu Kisei L'Kedusha, who went through this idea that one person who has Iris, he brings God into the world, he is Nisairer in his own right towards Tshuva, it can impact people who are in a different end of the world, people who are involved in their own things, but it impacts the world, and it can impact others, and it can literally, this is Iris HaTshuva, can have impact much greater than the person himself. And therefore, a person should say that Kol Olam Niver B'Shvili Tzarachani Liros L'Ayin B'Chol Eis B'Tikun HaOlam. A person, we can describe Rav Dessler famously, has, you know, there's two types of people. You could say that in 100 different ways. But there's two types of people. There's a Noisein and there's a Makabel. There are people that are entitled. There are people that are looking how, even when I give you, because what goes around comes around, I might need a favor later. I feel good from giving. The perspective is on my life. And then there are people that are a nosin. Where do I contribute? I'm a link in the chain. I'm a link in the Messira. How do I make myself useful? What do I have to contribute to society? That's my value. It says, first of all, b'chol eis, we have to think about what's the pagam, where's the tikkun that we can contribute? Where can we figure out? Where's our makom avoda? Ulamalos chesrona aylam, and to fill this gap, ulespal ba'avuram, right? And we might get the shemaim, and HaKadosh Baruch is going to ask us, what did you do? And we say, well, I wasn't in a position to do anything. But tefillah works. Tefillah is real ishtadlis. Tefillah has real impact. First of all, to the extent that you can do something. But second of all, when you hear something, did you daven? And therefore, the avodah is on us, both in an actual way and also in a tefillahic sense. It brings down the Chayim Aran. I have over here in the note in this Likud Maran Mefurash that I've been using, that the, like we mentioned before, that the tzaddikim in this dar, this is what he brings down, that the tzaddikim in this dar that was going on at the time of the Russians that we described in terms of these decrees, said that the vaday lo yiskaimu gzerus ha'elu, that these gzerus would not be mekoyim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let it happen. And Rabbi Nachman said, that's a bit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbin, right? We have the Gemara in Brachos by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbin is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbin, that's not how you get involved. Our job is Lasik Harbe Betfila, and he says, Tzarech Adam Leimer Bishvili Nivra Olam Ki Iluhu Yechidi Ba'Olam. My job is how I can contribute, what I have to do, how does it relate to me, not to be on somebody else's Cheshbin. Ve'inyan HaTfila, going forward, this Inyan of Tfila that is Mesaki in the world, that's Mashlim, the Chisaron that's there, that could be Mevatel Gzer, there's really two types of approaches how a person leverages this tefillah. There's kainu kaidem gzardin, before the Gzar Din is in place, Mispalim Kesedra Tefillah. There's a certain Sedra Tefillah. We know from the beginning of Bereishis by Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the vegetation didn't come, that came to the mouth of the earth until Adam Harishon Davin. There's a certain order of the world where certain things are in place. We see it by the Abbas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tefillah of Tzadikim. There's a certain order of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to engage us or us to engage him. He wants us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our Tefillah. Something that's infinite is by definition not lacking anything. Rav Avigdor Miller discusses what's one of the question answers. How does tefillah work? When we have tefillah and we have more of a gila, we open up ourselves to a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants nothing more, so to speak, but for us to be close to him, but we bring ourselves closer. Tefillah is for us. Part of the Seder of the world is that certain things happen that trigger certain reactions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a place where we can engage tefillah. So in the regular order of the world, before there's a gzeira in place, before there's something else that is already on hug of the world of gzeira, so then we can mispalak a seder, we can mention the gzeira beferish, we can ask for what we need. This is the regular course of the world and how Hashem set it up. Ve'ein tzarach l'halbish ha'tfila. We'll see in a second what this means, to enclose tefillah in something else. Aval la'achar gzar din, once there's already a gzar din in place, there's gvuras that are in place, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's already a certain hanhaga, there's a consequence to what's going on, and now the world is being governed in a certain sense by certain harsh decrees. At that point, it already, the tefillah has to be in a separate avenue. We have to use it differently. Tzarech l'halbish ha'tefillah. The tefillah has to be enclothed, as it were. We'll see. Rabbi Nachman is famous for his stories, but in certain ma'amaro, certain other ways, k'desh lo yavinu ha'malachim ha'imdin l'smail v'lo yikatru. Obviously, in a spiritual sense, there's no such thing is right, left. These things are relative terms, as the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain hanhaga in the spiritual realms that parallels, or this world parallels what goes on, so that we have a way to relate to the spiritual realms. And once there's this hanhaga of the malachim, so to speak, that are on the left side, that are on the gvuradik side, the Midas Hadin side, so now because they're supposed to be a gzeira, so the tefillahs, we're not going to have as easy access, so to speak. Our tefillahs are not going to be as easy to work, and therefore there's a tefillah, and even spiritual things in general are not just, you know, puff, and there's a certain system, the same way that there's a system of physics in this world, there's also a system of spiritual physics, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga works, when there's already exerted in place, is that since there are these harsh decrees that are governing the world, the tefillah now has to either break through them, or it has to work its way around them. It's not going to work in the same way as just the regular system we described, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants the tefillah, and therefore a person is going to have to engage tefillah differently. Kamosha kasuv begzeras irin pisgamin, with the gzera of the malachim that are manishim, that are punishing angels. Pasuk in Daniel, Irin hey malachim, and Rashi explains that why Irin is because they were Irin la'irim, they're always awake, they're always alert. It's a reference to malachim, and Pisgamin is a reference over here to like the punishing angels. Hainu la'achar gzer din, it's a reference to after gzer din, azai b'maimer kadishin, with a maimer, with some sort of a roundabout way tefillah, not just the direct path of the regular way that tefillah works. She'elten, that's how we have to make the request. Azai hatzadikim malbishim she'elasa. This part is really addressed primarily to tzaddikim, to the tzaddik hadar, to the spiritual leaders, but we'll see that there's plenty that we can gain from it as well. So this is the time that the tzaddikim have to be malbish their request, the maimar, and they don't ask in a straightforward way, but rather they have to be malbish their tefillah. So we see already point one, the paragraph Aleph. One second. That paragraph Aleph, to sum up, we see that every single person is responsible to make the world into a better place, both in terms of bimal and chasaron, in an actual way, in terms of tefillah. We have to pray for the world, we have to engage tefillah, and these tefillahs take place in different ways, depending whether or not it's before there's already a decree in place, or whether there's after a decree in place. Next paragraph, and how are we going to know? In order to know how to engage tefillah, how are we going to know whether or not it's before or after the decree is in place? So we are going to explain this now. Aval, eich yad'inan, how is a person to know, bein kaidim gzardin, bein la'achar gzardin, how are we going to know what the state of affairs is in a spiritual way, so that we understand how we have to engage tefillah? Al yidei mitzvah she'anu osin. So by being sensitive, we'll see to the world, to the constructs of the world, the way that the world is set up, and we'll see different dynamics. We mentioned time, place. These things are different grids that the world is based on. We think of them as just the reality that we live in, but in a spiritual sense, or in a this world sense, the universe is built in different ways where things happen. There's a grid. So it says, "Al yedei mitzvos anu osin yecholin anachnu leida bein kaidim gzar din la'achar gzar din." Through the mitzvahs that we perform and that we engage, we will able to sensitize ourselves to the kaychas that there are in the world, and we will be able to understand whether it is before or after the gzar din. V'davka kisha'aisin ha'mitzvahs besimcha gedola kol kach. This is going to be specifically when a person does the mitzvahs with an attitude of simcha, ad she'ein roitze b'shum schar oylam haba. We're going to flesh this out a little bit, but really to understand in a certain way, simcha, the attitude of simcha, I think the best way that we can understand is a person is sameach b'chalko. Simcha is this hanhaga, this joy, but of things being that I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Things are exactly the way that they should be. A feeling of satisfaction, and the more simcha has, it could be almost overflowing, but a person has simcha that he doesn't want something, there's nothing external that he wants from the mitzvah, even in a spiritual sense. The mitzvah itself is fulfilling this feeling of simcha. All he wants is he has this relationship. He's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing he could possibly want is to relish in this feeling of closeness and get closer. But in terms of even a spiritual schar, anything external, then that's not what his motivation is. K'maymer Chachamim Zechronim Levracha, schar mitzvah is the mitzvah. There's nothing external, not even spiritual schar. Ki hu nena mea mitzvah atzmam. Because he has hana from the mitzvah itself, and there's no tainug, there's no enjoyment even more than this, other than to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person wants schar, so at the end of the day, even if it's spiritual, what that means is that the mitzvah itself is the work. When I do work and I get paid. So with the work itself, that means theoretically, if I could get paid without the work, I wouldn't want to do the work. My skin in the game, what I want is to get paid. I want schar. What that means is that the mitzvah is, in a certain sense, it's a sacrifice. The mitzvah I'm doing for you, and the payment that I get is for me. Until a person does, they want that the mitzvah itself is the schar, that means that there's a certain hisbatlus. And we discussed this already several times, both in terms of tefillah. We discussed in the first tire the idea of people's tefillahs being accepted with chen and aligning the levana and the shemesh, the malchus, the lace, the garmei klum, where it's able to totally reflect, where we take out our autonomy. But also in terms of the tshuva process, in terms of becoming close to a tzaddik. Right, we said and we addressed it actually in also last time in Taira Dalid. We said sometimes a person sees. We said avod is rutz over shov. A person has total his batlus where they almost lose their own identity. But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in avodah. That we could be malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that avodah should take place in this world. But what we do is we have total his batlus, and then we come back to ourselves and we want to take something back with us so that we have this imprint and then we can apply it and cycle through ruts over show of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost losing our own autonomy, not wanting anything for ourselves, then bring that back something into where we stand. And to quote over there, we said, "V'zeshon rom shalfam nislav adam beso hatfila." A person sometimes has a tremendous hislavos, he's tremendous inspiration in tefillah itself. Av omer kamatevis beslavos gadol. We said he's able to daven with a tremendous fervor and inspiration, as Bechemlas Hashem and so that in tefillah davka, as a person engages, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours down on him, but it's a tremendous gift, this tremendous shefa, where he literally is ledabek his asmo ba'ara in sof, to the point that etc. b'shashim zbatel legabe in sof asayu b'chinas v'lo yoda isha filu ba'asmo neyodeya me'atzmo. He literally has his batlus. And I think that this idea carries through over here as well, that a person, when he's doing the mitzvah, we'll see soon, or more, the mitzvah is ratzon Hashem, that it's not that I'm doing the mitzvah for you so that I could get paid for me, that a person totally reaches towards his batlus, and then he becomes sensitive to Ratzon Hashem, because that becomes his Ratzon. Just to mention one idea, because I think it's going to become important later as we go, I heard Ron Lopiansky discussing a Maral, where he was talking really in the idea of mitzvah, goyreres mitzvah, But this idea of engaging mitzvahs, where what I'm doing is the mitzvahs themselves constitute a shlemus, and it's not just that I'm doing a mitzvah so that I can tap into something that's a schar that's external. So the way that he presented the Maharal, that things that are organically connected come together. It's part of one shlemus. If you have a circle and there's a gap in the circle, you have a swimming pool and there's a gap, so then it's not a circle. There's a gap. It's just it may be a semi round thing. When you have a bunch, if a person looks at mitzvahs as a shlemus, a person, Yaakov was ish tam yoshev alim, a person engages avoda as a shalem, so then it would be, for instance, like a person pushing a car. If a person pushes a car, so they may only be touching the bumper from the back, but the handles move, the doors move, the tires move, anybody in the car moves, it becomes one entity. If a person is pulling a bumper off of a junkyard, let's say, so then agav grora may pull something else out of the junkyard along with it, but it's not because it's intrinsically connected. When a person does mitzvahs, so then mitzvah, he was talking about mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that if I want to engage Ratzon Hashem, a person who is a perfectionist, right? So when he makes a wedding, he's not just the band is a big thing, that's important, but the napkins are just a small thing. If he wants to have a certain presentation, he wants the wedding to be a certain way, in a certain sense, the fact that the napkins are the wrong color or misfolded is going to bother him just as much. If I have money, more money is good. If I have a house and it needs a door, so if I put 5 doors on the house, that's not better. When you look at something that's a shlemus, we're not counting whether or not I'm doing it for schar, and if a mitzvah gets more schar, I'll do more of that mitzvah that requires more schar. It's not separate pieces, and then I'm picking and choosing based on some external factor. When you look at life as engaging Ratzon Hashem as a shlemus, so then it's not a question of more or less. The question is whether or not you're engaging Ratzon Hashem, and sometimes Ratzon Hashem means to do something big. You do a big chesed that's all over the place, and sometimes it's engaging something that's much more quiet, much more subtle. Maybe it's even staying home, not to do the chesed, because let's say there's a shalom bias issue that needs it at home. The things that are objectively bigger and smaller, straightening your tie before you go to davening, I don't know, that's what constitutes a shlemus, and where a person has to move into mitzvah, gereres mitzvah, where a person is going to move into schar mitzvah, they're approaching this world where the mitzvahs themselves are an expression of Ratzon Hashem. They constitute a koma shlema, right? Where if you have a koma, you have a person. The person has one head and has two pinkies. If you would have heads on the end of your arms, that wouldn't be anymore. It constitutes a koma shlema with everything in place. And therefore, he says, we're going to see that as a person engages Ratzon Hashem and performs mitzvahs, they become sensitive. This is where we're going. They become sensitive to the structure. They become sensitive to this kaima. And if they're plugged into the system itself, they'll be able to tell what's going on in the spiritual reality, whether it's before or after the gzeira, and where even the pagam is, rather than if they're just doing a mitzvah but to engage in their own rutzin, then they're not going to be plugged into this. V'zehu. And this is the hevdol between tzaddikim gemurim, we're going to see, and between tzaddikim that are not gemurim. V'zehu achilik bein nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu lebein nevuas shar nevi'im. Keferish Rash. By the difference between the Moshe Rabbeinu, the penultimate Navi, and other Navi'im, Vaidaber Moshe as Rashi Amatis. Moshe spoke to the Rashi Amatis. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem. The word ze, this. Perish Rashi. Kol hanavi'im nisnabu b'koy amar Hashem. All Navi'im said, thus said Hashem. Noisaf aleyem Moshe shenisnabe b'ze hadavar, as if he was pointing what it was this. It was more of a clarity. It was more of a relationship to the thing itself. It was not separate. Ki b'chinas ko hu aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. The idea of ko, there's a separation over there. It's like an aspaklaria that's not clear. People talk about this. I think there's even a machlokes rishonim, but in terms of whether aspaklaria me'ira, na me'ira is in context of a mirror or in context of a lens. But either way, something that's less transparent, it's farther away. And aspakla, it's not me'ira, is the lushan and the zoyer and parshas vayera. I have a note over here: is me rochaik chamale goya aspaklaria de loy nahara. From far away, he sees through an aspaklaria that's not clear bilchaydai alone. Who begin kach, and because of this chamale velo iskali kaila, it's as if it's not a full or a clear 100% perception. That's ko v'zeh davar. When it says Moshe, this is the davar who bechinas aspaklaria me'ira. That's a bechina of aspaklaria that's clear. It's as if he could point zeh with a finger. Ve'elu ashtei bechinas nevius yesh ba'avaydas habayrei. And these are the two ways that a navi can relate, or the two ways that a navi relates to avoda. Yesh adam oisa mitzvah b'scharei lam haba. That's ko. It's far away. It's a little bit separate. It's not in the thing itself. She'enoi nena me'a mitzvah atzma.
the physical, but not physical, but the personal pleasure, the sipuk, what he's getting out of it is not from the mitzvah atzma. It's like doing something lishma, right? If I'm an accountant, so then let's say I need to do something, but you know, sometimes you have to cut corners to achieve the objective. So there's nothing inherently wrong with cutting a corner if it achieves the objective just as well. But let's say I'm, you know, a havdil. Let's say I'm playing Sudoku. Let's say I'm studying philosophy. I'm doing something where the truth of itself, if you cheat in order to win the game, then your objective wasn't, we say that Kach Baruch Hu Kila is a Shashuam Torah, but when if you cheat in order to achieve the objective and your objective is the thing itself, then you didn't accomplish anything. It's only if it's a Hechatimtza. Over here, She'enay Nene Me'a Mitzvah Atzma, over here, the person is not benefiting from the mitzvah itself. Ilu Ha'layu Nosen La'ilam Haba Bescharo Lo Hayu Aysa Aysa. It doesn't mean he wouldn't have done it at all. He knows it's the right thing to do, but he wouldn't have done with Simcha. He wouldn't do it at all, other than theoretically, if there was a better way to achieve his desired objective, he would do something else. V'ze b'chinas ko, that's the b'china of thus, something else, something separate from me. As paklaria she'ena me'ira k'mo adam, she'roya eze davar me'rachok, kenu oisem b'hamitzvah b'shvil schara habala is rachok, what's coming far away. He's doing the mitzvah now for the schara that's going to be later in oilam haba. Ha'inu achar oilam hazeh, v'shilim schara nikra b'shem navi. And this idea of schara, a Navi, it's something, at least the other Navi, not Moshe Rabbeinu, is a Navi, it's something that's far away. Why? He'll come with song to take his bundles. What does it mean? V'sham b'pasuk hazeh nirmaz al shilim schar. We said, Yavai berina noisei alumosav is Rosh Tevas Navi, nun of noisei, beis of berina, the yud of Yavo and aleph of alumosav. But what's the beginning of the pasuk? Halach yelech uvacho. Right now he's in the coal mine. Right now he's doing work. He's crying. He's not doing the mitzvahs in the avodah because that's what he wants to be doing. He's doing it crying. He's carrying a seed bag. However, at the end, that's when he's going to get the schar. It's something separate from the mitzvah itself. That's when he'll be happy. That's when his simcha takes place. Rosh Teva shall yavai berina noisei elumosav. Rosh Teva is of a Navi. However, Aval Nasi Shemisnabe Bezer Davar, Sheinoroitze Beschar HaMitzvahs, that he doesn't want the Schar HaMitzvahs. It's not that he doesn't want Schar. The Schar is there. It's a consequence, right? A person does mitzvahs. There is a chasram, the difference in terms of what a person's primary motivation is, right? I heard one time it says that a person shouldn't do mitzvahs. The person shouldn't be but serve his master amanas the kabbal pras. Rather, he should serve as his master amanas loy the kabbal pras. I think it was Noah Weinberg I heard. So, what does it mean that you? What's the two things? I shouldn't serve to get reward. I should serve not to get reward. The example that he gave is: let's say you go to the Gadol Hadar. I don't know, Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, "Can you get me water?" And he says, "I'll give you a dollar." You say, "Michael Tavis, I don't need the dollar. I would rather have the. I would rather just get the Gadol water. I'll give you $100." I don't need $100. I'll give you $1,000,000. You say, okay. But you're not doing it for the reward. You're perfectly happy to do it 1,000,000 times in a row without getting anything. However, let's say a person, they would have a child who is in a burning building, and they would go and they would be willing to run into the building and save the child, and a fire, you know, somebody would come over to them and they'll say, oh, there's a child in the building, I'll give you $1,000,000 to save the child. You would look at him like he's insane. It's not just stam that the reward is not important. I'm doing it that the any element of reward over here is just taking away from what I'm doing. It's not even entering together what I'm talking about. Over here, person does zeh, it's the mitzvah itself. Eino rotzeh b'schar mitzvahs, ela rotzeh b'mitzvah atzma. That is what he's doing. He's saving the child. Shehu misameach kol kach b'asiyasa. That is what he's engaging. That is what he's doing. Not just that he doesn't mind, he doesn't want the schar, because he realizes it's a great thing. There's nothing else. There's a shleimus to it. Ad shem mima'es b'chol min schar. Any schar, I'll give you money to save your own child, takes away from what I'm doing. So it puts it together, a transaction. Nimtze she'olam habash. The oilam habab, meaning the schar that we're talking about, is the mitzvah itself. And just mention one idea that I happen to see in the Baal Tanya brings down Perek Lamed Hey, he says just an amazing thing. He says he's talking about doing mitzvahs, the way that we engage mitzvahs, maisias as opposed to even Tyra, but just to listen to what he says. He says Ritzoni is Baruch Hu Makara Chayim L'Cholai Lamas Vabruim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of life and creation. Shiur Aleim Aidetz and Tzumim Rabim. What we see over here, Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts in the spiritual kaiches and the shefa that comes down until it reaches this world and it manifests in a physical way and in an Olam HaSiyadik way, and it goes through a bunch of filters, as it were, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately presents us with the world the way that we have it. V'hester panim shel ratzon elyon baruch hu, and there's a certain hester panim, what we see, things even present themselves as ra, as gashmi, as physical. V'yuridus hamadrega sach yuchlo l'savos liboros yesh me'ayim v'davar nifr b'fnei atzmo, and a lot of downgradings of this Ar Hashem, as it were, this Arein Soifius, to make possible what we have, that it's yesh me'ayin v'lo yibatu b'metzias, in order to not be overwhelmed, just subsumed within the infinite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in all these things that we should have a world k'nizkor l'el. Mash'ein kena mitzvahs. But that's not the way that mitzvahs work. Shem pnimius ritzoni is barach ve'ein sham hester ponim klal. The mitzvahs themselves are physical expressions, perhaps, but they themselves are expressions of Ratzon Hashem that's not removed in the same way as anything else. Ein ha'chayah shebehem davar nifrad b'fnei atzmo klal elohum yuchad v'nechlo b'tzon yizbarach v'zehoyu la'chadim mamish b'yuchad gamar. The way that I intend to explain is, let's say I love you, I want to get close to you. If I want to get close to you, that means that you're you and I'm me and we're separate, and I am deciding that I want to be close to you. But let's say you have a certain ratzon, you have a certain picture, and it's not that I'm going to do it because you want it. I say that if this is the ratzon, this is Rabbi's, I make that my life goal. I say ratzon chakertzono. That is what I care about. Like we've just quoted from Rav Victor Miller by the Chashmonaim and Alan Nisim, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought their wars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't fight the wars of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, Hashmonam, for Hashem's wars. What's the Lashon over here? The Lashon is Ravdas Rivam Dantas Din Nakamtas Nikmasam. Hashem didn't fight their wars. No, because it's like Lahavdil, when a person makes fun of, I don't know, somebody's mother, or something happened to their father, covet of their father. That is their covet. If I am Yeshlia, I'm an extension of you. So it's not even so much that there's me and you and a separation and I want to engage you. All of a sudden, this ruts in when I do mitzvahs and the mitzvahs themselves become my objective, not I do mitzvahs to get schar, then I am nichlal within you. There's no tzimtzumim and there's no separate expression. When I engage in the mitzvahs and that's what I want to do, I'm literally engaged. I'm one. I'm a shliach. I'm one with Ratzon Hashem. And that's a much more primal connection. And when a person is engaged with that, a person is integrated within that Ratzon, that becomes his Ratzon. V'zeh b'chinas navi hanu shilim schar, b'chinas zeh adavar, b'chinas espak l'ari ha-me'ira. When a person has a navi, this clarity, the shilim schar, even in oilam hazeh, the schar, the benefit, so to speak, the simcha, the result of the mitzvahs is here. K'mo adam araya davar. So this is a different bechina, a different way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. Mitzvahs, it's something that's in the here and the now. Umishu b'madrega azos, a person's in this madrega, sha'isa mitzvah b'simcha gedoyla kolkach, that a person who does the mitzvah b'simcha, I would not rather be anywhere else. It's not that I work and I get $1 million, but I'd rather get $1 million without working. I'm b'simcha, I would rather, the mitzvah itself is where exactly I want to be now. Of course we want a spiritual reward. Well, of course we want schar. But that's not part of the equation of engaging Ratzon Hashem now. When I'm doing the mitzvah, that's not what I'm doing it for. That doesn't enter into my mind. It's not part of my priority. At this point, a person becomes so in touch with the spiritual structure, with the Ratzon Hashem as it relates to this world, so he's going to become sensitive to the state of affairs of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanaga with the world, because the mitzvahs are ahem HaKoyma Shlema. The mitzvahs, as it were, again, the spiritual world and the physical world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us parallel each other so that we can relate to it. And therefore, We say that the mitzvahs are ramach ivarim, sagidin, as it manifests itself in this world. The Mishkan parallels that, Adam parallels it. Ve'machayin es kolakomos, the way the Sefer brings, the Sefer Yetzira, it has different worlds. We said, oilam shana nefesh. There's a space grid, right? From our point of view, we just see space. That is the way the world works. But if you think of, I don't know, think about a wall that has, a, you know, 1,000 polka dots. I don't know. And I say, which dot comes first? Which point on the wall is first? Are you going from down, up, up, down, right, left, left, right? There's nothing first because there's no relationship between them that demands that one thing comes before the other. A person looks at a picture and he says, which part of the picture is first? There's no first, it's just he's looking at a total thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the anhaga of the world, put into a system, let's say a timeline, and now we look at the points along the timeline. There's a grid. There's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into a place makom. Zman, which to us is, you know, it's intrinsic to the world, but it's not. It was creation. It was created with the word bereshis. If there's a creation, that means a second ago something wasn't there, and now it is there. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world zman. There's a framework of oila, of ma'oilam is makom, of shana is time, and nefesh. Hein komas adam. So this is going to be komas adam, which is ramach ivarim sagidim. This is bechinas nefesh. Hein komas oilam, which is, and there's Eretz Yisrael. There are certain places that are more like in a person. A person gets a cut on his pinky. It's not the same thing as getting a cut on his brain. Within a system, in a kloliistic way, there are places that are the reish. There are places that are the lave. There are places that have different types of shefa chius coming to it. It's part of it. It's nichlal in terms of a whole, in terms of a hanhaga. So therefore, the structures of the world are nefesh, that exist within the world, are nefesh. There are oilam, which is a makom, and heim kaim hashana. Rosh Hashanah is the rosh. There's certain spiritual things that go into the world on Rosh Hashanah that manifest themselves during the rest of the year. Right? Ki oilam shana nefesh heim mekablin hachiyos mea mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are what fuel this. The mitzvahs are what sustain this structure. K'may shekasev v'chom, even by us, a person eats food, and a person, let's say, very weak. How often do we not eat until we're weak? And then they're revived. Why should it be that food revives a person's chiyas? The chiyas is coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are certain things that are, that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world, there are certain things fuel other things. It says that the mitzvahs will give life to the ramach ivarim sagidim of these spiritual, these structures that are in place. The mitzvahs are what, so to speak, support them. That the entire bria, the entire that's Maisa Hashem, is mekoyim through emuna. Uchsiv komus voisecha emuna. This relates that the mitzvahs are begeder emuna, which is v'chol maaseh, or are sustained with emuna through this relationship to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, through performing ratzon Hashem through the mitzvahs. And this is how a person engages and relates to and becomes sensitive to this structure of our Kaddish Baruch Hu actus pashut. Now, Kaddish Baruch Hu is not chas v'shalom a composite. There is, you could say, have a machine that's one machine, but it's made up of different parts. The mitzvahs be'etzem are ratzon Hashem. We have me, and then I want something. There's me, there's the something that I want to happen or to have, and then there's the ratzon to get there. Sometimes there'll be an exception. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any limitations. Ratzon Hashem is like engaging with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as it were. In fact, there's a Zohar, it's quoted here in the note, might be famous, might be not, in the Tikkunim. It says, in Atbash, Mem Tzadik is Yud Kei. So mitzvah is the same as Mem and Tzadik is Yud Kei, and then the Vav Hei of mitzvahs, Yud Kei and Vav Kei. So in Atbash, we see it from our perspective that from the mitzvahs, but the truth is that it's all part of, it's how we engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as it were. Mitzvah is a lesson of tzavsa, of joining. Uchamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like the Maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oilam, Shana, Nefesh, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, this structure, this framework for the world, B'tikunam, Kitikunam, Uchasidran, that in order to be Mekayim them with the Maisa Mitzvahs, the way that the structure is set up, as I HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Samisameach Behem, Umisaneg Behem, as it were, like we said, what's Simcha? Simcha is that when things are to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, the world responds to us, to our actions in a way, but really be'etzem, what's the simcha, the timing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when things are as they should be, when we're doing the mitzvahs, k'mosh kosev, yismach Hashem b'maisav, when everything is ketikuna, when we're performing the mitzvahs, we're engaging b'maisav Hashem, brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu simcha, k'mo ba'al malach, asher yitzeh ezem kli, v'kli u'yofa, ezay u'misanik ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ba'al malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ba'al kli, and that's the way it should be, and when it's performing a program, properly. It gives simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asimcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he melu beshes pe'a mitzvahs, like we're talking about when we're mekayim them. Ki heim achduso, because this is Ratzon Hashem itself, as it were. When we mekayim the mitzvahs, and it's an expression of Ratzon Hashem, that is where we align ourselves. We're nichlal within Ratzon Hashem itself. It's not that I want A and you want B and I'm a vatal my Ratzon to you. I want B, right? I want to, a parent to a kid, you could see your pleasure is my pleasure. I see you smile. That becomes my pleasure. Not that I put myself aside for you. When we do Ratzon Hashem, we are engaging. It's an expression of Achdus of Yichud Hashem. Mishaisa mitzvah besimcha mea mitzvah atzma. When a person does the simcha and the mitzvah itself, nimza kishen nichnas bea simcha sheba mitzvah. When he's mekayim this mitzvah besimcha, nichnas besimcha sakadosh baruch hu. He's aligning himself. He's adapting. He's nichlal in the simcha of hakadosh baruch hu. Shemesameach b'maisav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy Yisrael, that Yisrael are happy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and we are misameach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu simcha, as it were, nimtza, when the world is operating as it should, and like the Uman is happy with his kli, sheyesh eish etzar v'din ba'olam, now, when there's, however, a tsar in the world, things are, so to speak, taking a left turn, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows it to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have the reins on the Hanhagar. Shana v'din ba'olam, shana nefesh. There's something that's, so to speak, not in line with the way that Ratzon Hashem would have it be. So now there's a disturbance in the force, right? And there has to be a gzeira to react to it. Azai b'vadai nigra misimchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's not the way that should be. It's not in a state of satisfaction. Things are not the way that they were otherwise designed. When things weren't going, it's a pasuk by Bereshis Perek Vav. Not simcha. Things, people weren't acting the way that in line with Ratzon Hashem. Kalani means ro is the end. My head is heavy. My heart is heavy. It's clearly or seems to be a reference to tefillin, but also that there are different parts, as it were, of the way that the simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, and a person who is in line with how the mitzvah should work and where there's a chisaron in a certain area, how that would respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his kashrus and hanhaga with the world, what corresponds to the arm, what corresponds to the head, where things need chizak, a person who's sensitive to these realities, so then they're going to be reactive and understand where the shechin is not being shayra, the world is not manifesting malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, as it were. V'zeh shenichnas b'soich ha-simcha. And this, that a person's mekayim the mitzvahs with simcha, yachal bevadei leida lefi inyan ha-simcha imu kaidim gzardin, they'll know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands vis-a-vis the world. If it's a regular hanhaga with the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants the tefillah for us to connect, or there's this gzair in place, imu la'achar gzardin, gam yachal leida le'ezu chelik me'akom and gzardin, and which part of the structure, there's a chisaron ki yodei lefi kaimis ha-mitzvahs, and because the same way that the mitzvahs relates to the structure, he's going to be approaching the mitzvah with simcha, and there's going to be something lacking. He's engaging simcha v'ashem, and there's something lacking in the simcha of Hashem because things aren't, so to speak, as they should be. And he's going to be sensitive to this lack of simcha in a certain area when he engages the mitzvah that would correspond to this type of part of the structure. Let's say in a certain mitzvah that correspond to a certain part of the structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in place as he set up the world and relates to the world. Yedesh ha-dinigzra al-rashay. Olam shana nefesh, and the head of this either part of the year or this part of the nefesh, this part of makom v'chein b'shar komas hamitzvahs, and how to understand v'zehu. And this we're going to see that number one, how we can bring olam haba and schar into olam hazeh, but also how we're able to tell if it's before or after the gzeira. Shamra b'sein zochon lebracha, the pnimius of the following marma chazal b'shabbos as it relates to Shabbos, zachreyu me'echad b'shabbos, that you should already remember Shabbos on Sunday. What does it mean that you should buy things for Shabbos? Hainu simchas v'tainug olam haba shubachin Shabbos. Shabbos is olam haba. Yargish b'sheishim e'bereishis. You should feel Shabbos already. The olam haba, the schar, is already in the here and now. How? Shein b'chinas ma'isa mitzvahs. By doing the mitzvahs in avoda and shishim e'bereishis in the olam hazedek, a sense, we're already relating to the schar, to the outcome, the consequence, the experiencing it, the schar now. Shabahem nivru olam shana nefesh. That in the avoda, in the structure of the olam hasiyah, where we are, we can only already relate to the schar number one, that's where our schar is, that's where we feel our tremendous pleasure in the mitzvahs themselves. And number two, we'll feel this, it will be sensitive to this idea and the structure. V'zeo b'yomo titein scharo, the worker's wages should be paid in time. Rashi Tevis, by the way, Bay's tough sin, b'shin, Shabbos, b'yomo titein scharo, that a person gets paid their wages now, shehei, in the day that he, right after the day that he performs the shescharo mi mitzvahs ba'atzman velo tavo alav shemesh, and not later on. Shelo yaseh mitzvahs b'scharim habashi achar biyashimsho achar moso. So now that we saw over here that a person should be happy in the asiyas and mitzvahs, and then he's going to be able to know whether it's before or after the gzar din. So now the question is how do we come to this point where we could do simcha mitzvahs b'simcha? The ikar simcha is belave. First of all, the ikar simcha was felt in the lave. The roish is a bechina of das, and the mayach and bechina olam haba. The lave is where the bechir is. In chassidus, we have the right heart and the left heart, right? But we say that this simcha that we can ultimately come to is in the lave, where our desire, our bechir, our priority relates to it. Kamosh kusim v'samta simcha belibi. So we see simchas in lave. The efshel the lave l'smayach elad shiyasrak mimish shebelibo, where we have impediments. We have our own priorities. We have bad midos that we spoke about the last week or in the last 2 weeks that it comes from different areas. There's the four different things, and there's water, there's mayim, afar, esh, ruah, and how different things relate to different negative midos. But we have akmimish, I believe it's bent. It's not yashar. It's not in the right side of the heart, as it were. It's tilting to the wrong side. We have the negative midos in the way shehelo. So it says achi yazir. We have to remove the akmimish belibo shehelo yashar slave, that it should be in line with a kadosh baruch Hu when the hose is directly connected, the shefa flows through, and it's totally when all of a sudden there's a bend in the hose, so then they're like a ricochets off the side, it comes out slanted, it comes out maybe where it shouldn't come out, and not as much as it should, and also distorted. When we have a straight heart, simcha, and have a sparkle in the area. V'akmimiyah shebelev mafshitin al yidei ra'amim. How do we straighten out our heart through thunder? K'mo she'amru chachmein zokhan al v'rachla, nivru ra'amim el fashi akmimiyah shebelev. Like the Gemara tells us in Brachas, there's no other point to seemingly, what's the point of thunder? What does it accomplish? It accomplishes that it gives us a fright, it aligns us, it snaps us back into it, it straightens out the akmimiyah shebelev. And in fact, we see the famous story of Baruch Ber, I think, when he was a child, that he was crying. So he went to go daven mincha. Somebody asked, he was crying, maybe his father hit him or something. I don't remember exactly the story. But he said, now that I have this certain emotion and I'm already in the state, so let me go and I direct it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The thunder puts all of a sudden a certain, snaps a person away from what he's doing, it puts a certain yira into him. And now that straightens out, and now he can become susceptible and sensitive to the right way. This is what thunder accomplishes. Now, like we said many times, the spiritual world and the physical world are aligned. So if we see how thunder works, we can see also how to relate to how the physical thunder works in the Brio. We can understand what this means in a spiritual sense as well. Ra'amim hu bechinas koil. Ra'amim are a bechina of koil. The kol that we're going to say that we express in our tefillah. Now, by the way, we're going to say in a second that when kol, there's a certain kol that impacts the clouds that creates thunder. We'll see in a second. So the kol, it's not just that when we daven out loud, we're going to say that we daven out loud and it impacts our moichin, so to speak, our intellect, and that creates this ra'amim. But it becomes a cycle. We're going to see that when I daven out loud or with kavana, it doesn't mean the person has to scream like crazy to disturb people around him, but there's a certain koyach. There's also a discussion in the notes over here whether it's talking about specifically loud or it should be loud, but the reference is more to kavana, tefillah b'koyach. But when a person davens, that impacts his ram and that causes the thunder, but then that also impacts that he should have more kavana in davening, and it becomes a cycle. So he says that v'ra'amim hu b'chinas kol in tefillah, which is really called b'koyach, because then it's going to impact, the thunder impacts the clouds, which makes the thunder. The voice in davening impacts the meichin, we'll see in a second, which impacts the thunder. So it's not just that the thunder is in the loud tefillah itself, it's there b'kayach, and then it goes into pael. Sh'adam mitzi b'kayach tefillah, so again with kavana, but also out loud to hear it, other than shmonesrei, where a person can scream silently, we'll see in other places. But otherwise, a person should be'etzem hear his davening, u'mizeh naseh ra'amim. Ki isa bezayar. How is thunder made? Kad kala nafik va'ara ba'ave mitra. That when there's a sound that goes out and it goes into the rain clouds, ishtama kala lebriyasa. So then this collision, so to speak, as it were, this impact. So now there's going to be a kol in the bria v'da inin ra'amim, and this is what comes from thunder. So the voice from the malachim. And we'll later on when we'll go through the whole Zayar, but it says the full Zohar talks about, we actually spoke about this last time, the six rings of the Kana. It relates to six different types or levels of different malachim that are called Bnei Elim, and they're coming from point of Gvura, that blow a certain wind in the world, and when the windpipe, the Kana, is relaxed, it's just wind, but when it comes together, these malachim come together, they make a sound like an ayil, like a Bnei Elim, like a shofar, which we'll get into the shofar soon, because this is the Maimur was around Rosh Hashanah time, and this sound goes out to the cloud. So again, it's a piece of Zayar and how it relates us to our Kana and our windpipe that makes the Kayach. But in any event, let's at least get through this piece for what our purpose is. So when this sound goes to the clouds, that is what creates this sound and it creates thunder. V'ikra ra'amim heim migvuras. And ra'amim, thunder, kayach, that's coming from a bechina, from a spiritual kayach that we relate to as gvuras. K'mosh kasav v'ra'am gvuros. Obviously, Paskin Eov, that ram is aligned with gvuras, the thunder of his gvuras, miyizbanon, who can even understand. But we see over here the pasuk that ra'am and gvuras, thunder and gvuras go together. U'b'shvil z'anu mevarchem shakocho u'gvuraso malay olam, when there's thunder, gvuraso. V'agvuras, and this gvura of the spiritual thunder, so to speak, came bechinas kayach. This aligns with what we express our call with tremendous kayach kavana out loud in our tefillah. So the same way that there's sound that's emitted that goes towards the clouds that results in thunder, so we have a koil, which again has almost like thunder but kayach, but that goes and attaches, it hits the ave mitra, the rain clouds, we'll have to explain what those are, and it makes thunder that's going to be able again to write, to make yasha the lave, take out the ikmumishav lave, so we can do the mitzvahs b'simcha, so that we can be sensitive to the spiritual structure of the world that it has in place, so that we can know that if it's after the gzeira, we can know whether or not it's before or after the gzeira, and if there's a gzeira in place, so then we'll know how to approach it, how to fix it. Haynu b'chinas meichin. So the rain clouds are a b'china of meichin, of our das, of our intellectual faculty. Shemisham yardin tipin tipin. It's a pasuk in Shayo, ki malah ha'aretz deya es Hashem, ki mayim layam achasim. We know there's yam ha'chachma. So in a certain sense, water is like chachma. There's also, Zohar, the Baal Tanya brings it, that when a father has, that the zera comes from the mayach, from the brain, so it's like flowing down. But anyway, for our purposes, that the brain is aligned with the rain cloud, so to speak, where it flows out and drips down. Min Levanon. That is Be'er Mayim Chayim that flows from Levanon. What's Levanon? Min Libuna de Mocha, which is the blood and muscle, whatever, is the reds, and the brain is the whites. So we see again this idea that the water, which is going to be the Chachma, but it's coming down from the Levana, Uchushepaygea, and when it meets up the Koil of the person who's Mispal, B'Koyach, Ba'ave Mitra, that it hits the intellect, so to speak, he hears himself, and his voice impacts him, again, which is going to create Ram, which is going to create thunder, align himself, will have more Kavana, and then his tefillah will be better, and it'll cycle back. But now, beautiful, not only is a person who's mispal b'koyach, it's going to impact himself, but a person's going to see somebody else davening b'kavana, and like we mentioned before from the Torah Dalid, that not only that, he's going to impact others, right? So they say, all of a sudden, his koyach will be heard even by others, and it'll be ma'ir them to avodas Hashem. Haynu b'chinas ra'amim, and this is the thunder. He's going to create thunder. We'll see, not only for himself, but for others as well. Others will be in this ayir from him, because that's what the effect impact that thunder has on the world. Vizel kol ramcha begalgal, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, that the sound of the thunder, it could be that it's a reference like it's Mitzrayim, but called Ramcha, but the Galgal. But anyway, if you look over there, but Kapitel Ayin Zayin, but it says that the sound of thunder was in the sphere, which is a reference to the Galgalim, there's Tishal Galgalim and Shemayim, Haine Begalgal, but it's also a reference to Begalgalta de Moicha, the Galgalta is also the skull and the Galgal of the Rosh, that the Kol Ramcha, that the thunder is going to be by the Galgal of the Rosh, by the Moichin, Kad Ara Begalgalta de Moicha, when the Kol of the Mispal reaches reaches out. So now Nasa Kolra Amin Vinishma Labriyasa, it's gonna impact in this kayach called Ram of thunder. So the same way that thunder results in the world from the call of Malachim hitting the clouds, our kayach hatfila is gonna impact our own intellect, and then it's gonna create a thunder, which is gonna have the impact not only to affect us but others as well. Vizah, and this idea that the kail of a person who davens b'kayach and it makes this thunder and it's misakin his own lave and it straightens him out so that now he can engage mitzvahs b'simcha pi yedaber chachmas v'hagas libi tvunas. Kail is a mispal that impacts others, but dibur is something that impacts himself. I'm reading over here from the note wherever he's getting it that the kail and dibur, that kail is something that has a broader impact, and dibur is something that even relates himself. V'hagas libi tvunas, and as a result of this, the hagas, the meditation of the heart will have understanding. Hainu adibur. So pida chachmas hainu adibur. As a result of the dibur, the end of that pasuk is hagas libi tvunas. Hayotzei mipi paygeya b'chachma. So the dibur that comes out of his mouth will be paygeya, will strike his chachma, his intellectual faculties. Hainu begalgalta demeicha, what he understands. Validezei v'hagas libi tvunos, and therefore he's going to tap into the understanding. He'll have kavana. He'll be able to be misake. The Akmumid Shabalev, Hainushan is Ara, Idezeram is Ara Lev, Kamosha Amru, Kail, Ma'irer, Kavana, that we see that Kayah, that Kail is Ma'irer, Kavana. So we see that first of all, in order to be Miyasher, his Lev, he has to be Mispal, B'Kayah, and it's going to do two things. First of all, it's going to hit his brain, that's going to cause the thunder that's going to come out, but also the Kayah itself is going to impact his Kavana. So it has both impacts, the Kail to the brain, the Ma'ichim to the brain, so to speak, that impacts in the round that's able to Miyasher himself, but also others, and also the kayach of the kail itself helps kavana. In addition to the kail, a person needs yir shemayim. He has to be yiri shemayim. We spoke about this as well. Vizesh amru chachamim zochan levracha mishiyesh bo yir shemayim, in order to break walls with his tefillah through others. The Gemara says a person has yir shemayim. His words are heard to impact others, to break through those walls, and to leave an impact, to make an imprint in somebody. Dvarav nishmanim, whose words shall be heard. Kimishiyesh by Yira, whoever has Yira, which is a bechin of Gvuris, Kaile Nase Ra'amim, his voice can make Ra'amim. The voice makes thunder, which has this impact. Ki Ram Misitra, the Yitzchak's thunder, we said, is Gvura. It's like the bechin of Yitzchak. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, Akiv is Teferes. Kamosha Kosta, V'Ra'am Gvurosa, V'Alidezeh. So we see that Ram and Gvura are aligned. V'Alidezeh, Dvarv Nishmamim, that people will hear the thunder, and even the Akmumish of a Lev could be straightened out through this. And therefore, his words will be heard. It'll have an impact. That his words will have an impact on others, kitaman, because through Yerushimayim and the Midah of Bura, Talia Shmia, that is the Shmia, a person being able to be receptive to somebody, is Talui, that is coming. We spoke about it in Torah 3, hearing music and nigun from others that has an impact on the one who hears it, Latai Vulumutav. Over here, Kamosha Kasav, Hashem Shemati, Shimacha Yaresi, that I heard Hashem and it was filled with fear because there was Yerushimayim. Therefore, I was able to be makabel. I was full of fear. I was able to be makabel your words. Vizeh, that through kol, a person is mispalel with kavana, and it causes the thunder that's miyasha the heart, perish, gibayre kayach, oisad varo. It's a reference to malachim who make words, lishmaya, but called varo, they make possible for others to hear. So, but the Zohar says that this is gibayre kayach, it's not malachim, it's tzaddikim who are oisad varo, they're mizgabim on their yetzar, therefore, lishmaya called varo, they will be able to hear, so to speak, in tune with shemayim. But we're going to interpret this pasuk based on our derech, isa bezayr, zachyan lemishma kalim mila'ela, they're zoycha to hear, they're in tune with like the bas. Call that here, it never stops. A person who's a gibayre kayach isid varo. So either we could say that malachim hear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're in line. They're sensitive to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we could say tzaddikim that are goyver on their midas. They're able to be sensitive to hear the shemaya called varo, to hear from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But now what we're going to say is haynu al yidei gvuras, that a person is mispal b'kayach naser ra'amim. He's able to make thunder, which are gvuras, which is we said ram gvurosav. So ram is thunder. Val yidei zeh halev shemaya. And through a person who is Gibayre Kayach, who creates the thunder, and he's able to make Dibur, so now the heart is Lishmaya, but called Dvaro, the heart is going to help, people will be receptive to him. Vahainu Vahogas Libi Tfunos, and that's why there will be meditation in the Lev. Kamosha Kosev and Asat La Avdacha Lev Shemeya, a Pasuk in Malachim, that there's going to be that listening, it shows that listening is dependent on the Lev. Nasat La Avdacha Lev Shemeya, Vagam Dvarv Nishmam Libir Yasa, and it'll be heard to others as well. Vizel Lishmaya, but called Dvaro, referring to others. So through a person having Yerushimayim, then he will be, which comes through Gvura, which is associated with the thunder that he creates through his Koyach HaTfilah, it'll have an impact on him and others as well. V'zeh b'chinas kol shayfar. And now we relate it to the kol shayfar and the Elul Shel Yitzchak. It says, does shayfar, this really relates to the piece of Zohar that we said before, that these malachim that create the sound that goes into the cloud that creates the thunder are really, it's a lashon of their b'nei elim that create the ayils, lashon to shayfar. B'chinas kol ha-shayfar, does shayfar shel ayil, Elul Shel Yitzchak, that it's in this oirer, the schus of Akedas Yitzchak from Rosh Hashanah. Again, this was given on Rosh Hashanah, even though it doesn't speak about Rosh Hashanah directly. B'chinas v'ram gvurosav, that the call of the shayfar is a b'chin of thunder. And we said, like we said in the Rambam, it's in Sar Uru Yishenim, v'zeo ashrei ha'am yoydei srua, that people who are yoydei, daika, it means yoydei, that there's a connection between das, ashrei ha'am yoydei srua, that the ram comes from the molchin, it comes from the das, sheyifka ha'kol b'mayach, that the coil of the tefillah impacts them at the molchin, b'chinas avei mitra, where that's where the cloud, the rain clouds are, so to speak, v'yev b'chinas ra'amim, and that's what causes the thunder, again, to be miyasha the lave. Like we said by Nagina, a person who hears from the shayfar from the appropriate source, a person's ear shemayim bevadal yigar kol hashanah meramim. He has that his fear from the shayfar. He won't have to have this gvura said during the year any other time, right? He doesn't have to be worried the rest of the year because he had it. He was sensitive to the thunder. He got that into him. Kamosha kasev bekailus of rakam aleim neglesa. That in the beginning by our Sinai it says bekailus of rakam aleim neglesa. There was a revelation from kailus of rakam who called shayfar aleim ayfata and Hakadosh Baruch Hu appeared from a shayfar. Once the shayfar was in place and the person had this feeling of year. Shemayim, there was this gvuras shebekala shofar afi aleim mikolais uvrakim, that was through the kala shofar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had them, and it saved them from kailus uvrakim, that it doesn't mention anymore afterwards any more of the kailus uvrakim once the shofar was in place. Already we're halfway we're halfway through this. That we said that again, we have an obligation to make the world into a better place to the extent that we can do it, to the extent that we can daven. When we daven, we have to know if it's before or after the gzera. Before the gzera, it's the regular and hug of the world. After the gzera, then we have to, if you daven appropriately, we have to know how to relate to it. We have to dress it up in different ways. How do we know if it's before or after the gzera? By doing mitzvahs b'simcha, to being sensitive to the structure of the world, and which we spoke about doing mitzvahs b'simcha. And then we spoke about how does a person get to this point where he can do that by removing that mumi shebelev, by davening b'koyach and having that impact at the moichin to generate this thunder that's going to straighten him out so he can get there.